Northeast PA's classic rock, Rock 107. Good morning. I'm Prospector. I'm joined by Raghu from Mountain Sky and a gentleman named Toby Christensen, who is I don't want to just say he's a drummer. He's a lot more than that, but there is a drum, for lack of a better word, I'm going to call it a drum workshop, but it's really like it's almost like a calling that's happening at Mountain Sky this weekend. Good morning, gentlemen. And Michael, Raghu, tell me what we're talking about here.
Yeah, Saturday morning we're doing a drum workshop with Mr. Christensen. It's like an inspirational thing. We're doing the five elements of, actually Toby could say it a little bit better.
Sure.
But throughout the weekend, Friday and Sunday, we're offering horseback riding as well from 1 to 5. And then Sunday morning, mid-morning, we're doing a drum church yoga brunching kind of thing up here as well. So Toby does a drum church every Sunday at 11 a.m. So we combined that with a little bit of yoga. So he'll be drumming. A friend of mine, she's going to be doing the yoga part of it, and we're going to have a good time, and then probably horseback riding afterwards.
It seems like such an amazing time, but if maybe somebody's going, okay, well, what is this five-element drumming workshop really all about? Toby, can you tell us what that's happening, how that works?
Sure. I did some work in West Africa in Burkina Faso and studied with a guy named Maladoma Somme, who's also has a pretty big following here in the United States. And basically their tribal context is based on a five element system, very similar to Chinese medicine. Fire, water, earth, mineral, and nature are the elements that our environment is created from. And it's also what we're made of. And by coming into alignment with these elements, we come into alignment with each other in community, and we come into alignment with the earth. And so what I do is I teach people how to access. I've taken these rhythms and codified them into a Western context, because a lot of the African rhythms are so freaking technical. You know, if you're not a master drummer, sure, you might as well forget it. You know, so I wanted something that would connect people to the energy of these elements so that they can have a tool to help themselves if they're going off the rails because life's all messed up. You know, we can cool them down with the element of water. If they're too cool and they need to get some energy going, we teach them how to connect with fire, so on and so forth. So in this workshop, it's going to be a day-long workshop. It's about six, seven hours long. I'm going to teach people how to play the rhythms, how to use the rhythms, and then the energies of connecting both individually and then in community.
It seems like such an amazing, just broad stroke kind of a thing. What would you say if somebody, let's say they're like, maybe they're a little cynical of this whole thing, of like, it's just music, how is it connecting us and all that kind of stuff? Can you speak to a little bit, maybe say, why would somebody who's maybe, I don't care about that stuff, be interested in actually attending and checking this out?
Well, you know, how's your life? You know, if you're happy and you have everything you want and everything's cool, don't come. You don't need it. You know, but if there's some stuff going on where you'd like a little more power, you'd like a little more inspiration, you'd like a little more connection. We live in a world right now with, for the last 6 or 7 months, we've been completely disconnected from everything. And we are going to be very safe during this workshop, of course.
Sure.
We're not ignoring the realities of the world, but we also know that there's other ways to connect, and through sound we can connect to each other. And there's certainly been enough studies in the last 10 years showing the value of music and rhythm in terms of psychological stress relief and personal enhancement. So I would say if your life is perfect, you don't need to come, but it might be fun anyway. And if you've got some stuff going on that you'd like to get fixed, this is a good place to get it done.
I love that idea. Yeah, because who's living the perfect life here? Except for maybe Raghu. You know, he's got it all locked down.
Yeah, my life is totally perfect.
So, like, if somebody's saying, all right, this sounds cool, I want to come, I want to make this happen, how do they get involved? How do they get to, do they need tickets? You know, what time do we open? Tell me all the details there, Raghu.
Yeah, basically we're definitely doing like the social distancing thing because the COVID's getting back to coming back at us. So it's going to be reservation only. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of slots available still, but with the whole COVID thing, we kind of have to keep it limited. So if you'd like to join us, hit me up on Facebook or mountainsky.net is my email. Mm-hmm. And we'll get you a spot as long as there's still spots available. But as far as like the horseback riding, That's outside, and we have like six horses going at a time. Brook Valley Farms are bringing them over. We just laid out the trails yesterday, so the trails, it's like an hour horseback ride trail. So we're doing from 1 to 5 every hour, but that we're keeping everybody to 6 feet apart.
Sure.
And the, just in between the horses, there's enough room. So that's open to anybody that would like to attend. And then we still have a couple spots left for the yoga drum church on Sunday as well. And that starts at 11 a.m. And I believe the workshop on Saturday starts at 10 a.m. and it goes till, I believe, 5 p.m. till?
Correct. Yep.
So 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. is the drum workshop, and it should be a good time, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if Toby's arms will be tired after that many hours of drumming. I mean, you're not constantly just playing that whole time, are you, Tom?
No. I'll be doing some teaching and a lot of playing. And, of course, anyone who comes up on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm sure that there's going to end up being some drum jams going just for fun.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of good vibes going on up there this weekend.
And it's really amazing how, like, totally. Music can connect us all together, and not just to each other, but to ourselves in different ways. And I think that's really kind of what this whole weekend is about. It's happening at Mountain Sky, and it's happening today. It's happening again on Saturday and Sunday. And you head to mountainsky.net for all the details. Toby Christensen, Raghu, thank you guys for joining us here on Rock 107.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to Prospectors Prime Cuts Podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospectors Prime Cuts.